This is the discussion call. It is the 31st of May, 2018. It is 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and this call, you can express your views on any topic of your choice. This is an open forum, and the views expressed by speakers here may or may not necessarily represent the views of the National Liberty Alliance. It is essentially the people's hour. I am Terry. I'll be moderating this call, and the time is yours. And Deborah, you seem to be the only one here. What would you like to talk about tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Sorry. And then I might have. Well, hi, I'm not sure if you could hear me, but I'm trying to fix my headphones.
Dick Clip to Peoria, Illinois.
Of the Lone Star State, albeit a true son with an incredibly fragile immune system, I woke up the next morning with a temperature of 102 and a head packed full of mucus. However, there was a silver lining.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleepy kitty, purr, purr, purr. Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleepy kitty, purr, purr, purr.
Hello, anyone?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, I hear you.
Okay.
What call are we on here, though?
This is the open discussion call.
Oh, okay. And what, we don't have anybody coming in tonight, huh?
No, we've got about 10 people on.
Okay.
It's an open discussion call. It looks like I was talking to myself. No wonder nobody heard me.
Okay. Sorry, yeah, it went silent, and I was wondering what was going on. Sorry, bud, go ahead.
Well, Jeff, your mic is really hot, so watch that. No, I'm perfectly open to waiting until somebody wants to talk. I read Article 4, Section 4. Did anybody hear me read it?
No.
Okay, Dick, thank you. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says, and I've had two practices here, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this Union a republican form of government, comma, and shall protect each of them against invasion, semicolon, and on application of the legislature, comma, or of the executive, open parentheses, when the legislature cannot be convened, close parentheses, against domestic violence. Anybody would like to elucidate on that?
I believe I did last night when I said about UCC 1-103.6. It definitely states, and this makes no difference which court it is, it must be recognized.
What do you mean it must be recognized? What must be recognized?
The Constitution and the quote-unquote de facto court of we the people. I'm sorry I did get back in last night. I heard you ask for me. I had shut myself down, so I didn't want to give background noise. When I tried to get back in, it cut me off.
I'm sorry to hear that. excuse me. Did anybody hear me read the start of the recording, giving the date and the time and the little opening?
No.
Well, maybe I ought to do that. This is the discussion call where you can express your views on any topic of your choice. This is an open forum, and the views expressed by the speakers here may or may not necessarily represent the views of the National Liberty Alliance. It is essentially the people's hour. It is the 31st of May, 2018, and it's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, and the time is y'all's. Please feel free to talk and try not to step anybody. Everybody be nice. And I'll try and shut up as much as I can. Which is hard to do, by the way.
This is Michigan Paul here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I hear you. Go ahead.
That term or clause, Republican form of government, many people mistake that for we only have a real small Republican form of government. We should have a total Republicanism. And Brent Allen Winters in his books explains that we better not have a full republicanism. in the United States. If we do, it'll be like Greece, the Greeks long ago. And the point is, the Republican form, he says, we have that when the people elect representatives to Congress and the Senate. That's it. But I've talked to many people about this, and they think, well, we're slipping because we don't have a Republican government anymore. That's not true. That's at least what Brent explains it. And I rely upon his word pretty good. So sorry to throw that in.
Excellent. Thank you. So you think that having a Republican form of government simply means that you have to have representatives in a Congress? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what Brent says.
Okay.
And he compares it to a full republicanism like the Greeks had and different countries had, which falls by the wayside after a while. He says the Greek republicanism is unlimited power of the majority of representatives. So they have unlimited power. Whereas in our land, supposedly, they have limited power. Make sense?
Makes sense to me. I always felt that, or I always understood that the checks on Congress are the judicial and the executive branches, and we the people through the common law grand jury. So is what they're saying is that we should have a Republican form of government that has checks and balances?
Well, that's what we should have, yes. But we know for certain some different cases where they all seem to crawl in bed together. We know that. But they should not.
Anyone else want to chime in?
Thornton, I think, stated that in a Republican form of government, government can only give you an advice. I don't know. But to me, Republican form of the government is the government which is limited by the Constitution. However, our government take the welfare clause, I think, in the, let me see it, they expanded the way they wanted, put me the, you know, and I never really find any definition what is the difference between democracy and Republican form of the government. Probably the due process might be one of them, because I remember once Scalia went to the Russia, and he told Russians, Soviet Union, a long time ago, and then he went to the one of the American colleges and started reading the Russian Soviet Constitution. And he asked the students, says, do you know what I'm reading from? And they said, no. He said, from the Soviet Constitution. And he said, the difference is that we have here due process, and they do not have a due process. However, due process, it's not understood clearly by our court system.
I think there's a big difference between a Republican form of government and a Democratic form of government. And I heard you to understand, please correct me if I'm wrong, that you don't see the difference in those two.
No. I am expressing opinion others. I am not. This is not my opinion.
Oh, okay.
In the preamble to the Constitution, there is that's what I was looking for early. Promote the general welfare. Promote is different what our current government took. They think that promotion is kind of like supplying the welfare to everybody. And correct me if I'm wrong, President Trump was elected by 25% of the adult population. Put me, or you know what I mean by the people who have a right to vote. He received 62 million of, let's say, right now currently in America is about 320. So 60 and 60 is 120, this is 240. So the 240 is the adult population, at least in America, who can vote. He only received 60. And now is the question, I mean, does the law with the, same thing with the representatives, with the Congress, are they making law to everybody? Or they're making law only to those who vote for them or participate in it, because that's the how you call it. Because I, for example, let me put this way: if I don't vote, I have a reason not to vote because I don't like both candidates. Not like I don't want to vote, but I choose the third vote. I'm voting against both of them. But if you go to any municipal corporation, you have this, the government structure, which there is, on the top are the people, and then underneath there are the elected official, and the, below them are the corporate apparatus. Same thing like we have in the federal government. So the question is, if candidate did not receive, let's say, 50% of the eligible voters, I mean, can the law they pass, the statute they pass, are they legitimate? And that's I remember John Duras says that Jefferson presumably said that we have the government of limited participation, something like that, and that would be in the line what I just said. But that's leave the other people like me, for example. I didn't like the Clinton. I didn't like the Trump. The best way would be if they only count those votes and they count those people who didn't vote. Obviously, nobody would be elected. But that would be truly expression of the desire of the people.
I would like to read a paragraph or two to shed some light on this from Excellence of the Common Law by Brent Winters, and page 707. Would anybody like me to read that?
Go ahead.
Men have used republic to describe representative and non-representative forms of government. The Greek and Roman forms were non-representative. Judging from history, a republic is a nation claiming sovereignty for the people without defining what that means. while allowing a chief of state or a body of representatives elected by a majority of the people or appointed by the chief of state to define the meaning of republic. Will a republican form of government standing alone secure our lives, liberty, and property? The experience of history answers no. Excuse me. If the state lodges unlimited power in itself, in one man as chief of state, in a single body of men, whether 10 or 10,000, or in a majority of the people, however defined, tyranny will eventually rear up against the law-abiding that disagree with the powerful faction. In such cases, majorities, through their elected representatives or through a single demagogue, will usurp the place of God by claiming the power of final arbiter of right and wrong. I'm on page 708, the top. In other times and places, people have instituted common law-like forms of law and government, claiming that unlimited sovereignty is in the people, a claim in consonant with Scripture and with the common law tradition, and calling their governments republics. Such republics are foregone to anarchy and degenerated into democracies demanding tyranny to bring order. In general, republican forms of government have been those recognizing supreme power in its citizens, but settled for a simple majority of them controlled by a few elitists. Such was the French Republic, the Soviet Socialist Republic, and such is the People's Republic of China. Bloodshed in these republics, so-called, has equaled or surpassed the horrors of Nazism. The Roman maxim revering popular opinion, quote, "the voice of the people is the voice of God," still echoes. At times, popular opinion and political correctness can express truth, but only in the sense that a broken clock with stationary hands shows the right time twice every 24 hours. In sum, evidence shows that a republican government is not the government best calculated to bring freedom. Correctly described, our law and government are of the common law and not of any republican ideal. Accordingly, the creator, not the people, is the fountain of authority, to whom each person is foremost responsible, including those serving in government. God dispenses his authority direct to each person. In the common law tradition, by this derived authority, individuals acting together appoint certain of their own number to their service in government, entrust them with authority, but keep them at the advice and consent of the governed. By contrast, a republic, as the Greeks fashioned it, is in the civil law tradition, total, acknowledging no authority above state power embodied in certain men, chosen to be the final measure of all things. On the other hand, common law government is of limited authority as a legal matter and of limited power as a practical and political matter. I don't want to bore anybody, but it gets better. Should I keep reading, or are you guys appreciating this, or would you like to talk about something else now?
Well, you know, that's Mr. Winter's opinion, and, you know, without me seeing that and reading over, I cannot comment. But, you know, in the Florida Constitution, for example, in the first chapter, which calls about the rights, and Section 23 says, right to privacy. Every natural person has the right to be let alone and free from governmental intrusion into the person's private life, except as otherwise provided herein. So, you know, what I'm saying, you know, like, there is three group of people. One vote for candidate A, another one vote against him, in other words, vote for candidate B, and third group of who didn't vote at all. And my opinion is, those people who didn't vote and or didn't participate because they didn't like the both of them, they should be left alone. And that would be probably the best system under current circumstances.
Well, I would think that a Republican form of government kind of does that, because no matter what you do, you're always going to have people that want to be left alone. I would like to read one more thing. I won't read it as long as I just did. Though the political aspect is a part of both republicanism and the common law tradition, the two rest nonetheless on distinct and different political ideals. Republicanism's fountain of political authority is man. Common law's fountain of political authority is the creator. Does that change anything from what you read or what you said?
I kind of was thinking about something else. I'm sorry about that. I'll be honest.
No, that's fine. I thought that you were very cognizant in what you were saying, and I agree. Some people should be left alone, and if they don't want to participate, that's their choice. But
yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
Because, you know, we have to, I don't want to complicate the issue, but please remember that we the people, without asking the government, King George III, create this, we separate from him, we declare, without asking him for permission, and we declare that we are free, and we declare what kind of government we are created. So, Article 1 through Article 7 applies to the government. Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights are reaffirm who we are. We are
Agreed.
Not part of the Constitution. We are, you know, above it.
Agreed.
And you know, that's very, very, it's very dangerous to the government because they have nothing to say to us. We are, they like to use the word sovereign citizens. Keep in mind that who wrote the declaration? There was not the citizens. There were the people.
They were the people.
Citizen comes later, and you know, I'm not gonna argue that, but there is some certain difference, especially today. In the beginning, I think the citizen was kind of much more more distinguished
a citizen
than today.
A citizen is one who lives under the civil law. And
okay, you know, I'm not going to go to it. My point was that we the people write the declaration, without asking King George, not the citizens.
Right.
So that's the only
right.
point I'm making. I shouldn't brought up the word citizen, but I like to say that
okay.
the people, not nobody else.
Well, who is making all that noise? Okay, I muted him. Now, I think you're right, Olinder. And excuse me if I said your name wrong.
Call me Orange.
Call you Orange?
Yes, I am from Florida.
Okay, Orange. I never thought of that. But I agree with you, Orange. What I found in what you said was that you were talking about if a person doesn't participate, then they don't. I say two things. One is if a person doesn't participate, they should be left alone. I agree with that in spirit, but I also think that there's some practicalities that are lost in that. Second, I think that, I may agree with you. I don't know exactly what you said. You said you don't like the term sovereign citizen. I don't. I don't want to argue sovereign citizen. I want to, the biggest thing that I want to point out is that Republican is a fountain of political authority is man. And common law is found in a political authority is the creator. A common law was here in the states. And even it was before they wrote the Declaration of Independence. And then after they wrote the Declaration of Independence, it was still here. It was still common law. When they wrote the Articles of Confederation, it was still common law. When they wrote the Constitution, it was still common law. And common
law. A couple of weeks ago, Mr. Winter says that one main reason we separate from King George because he forbid the common law. So you may saying that there was common law, but was taken away because King George says the common law is only in England, not in the colonies. But
yeah,
people,
and that, yes.
I don't know what percentage of colonies were from England itself, but I would say less than 25%.
Okay, I don't know the number.
Yeah.
But I agree that we didn't have a common law like England. We had something similar, but it wasn't English common law. Blackstone had recommended that, well, we can't use common law on those outlying areas where you can't control them. But we used common law.
Right. Look, it's here. There's the reason why we separate. For abolishing the free system of English law, which is common law, in neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries, and so
okay,
on,
that's
so on.
Which paragraph is that? That's exactly what I wanted to look up.
She said this is 22, but I have like one or less.
That's exactly what it is. It is 22. You're right.
Yeah. So that was the major. But we are swaying away because we try to find we will better stay on point. Either what is the democracy? What is the Republican form? And I'm telling you, we're not going to solve it because that's the way it is today.
But, it's already solved.
It already solved? Well, what I'm saying is that the prevailing, opinion is not held by the majority. Most people doesn't know the difference. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And it's an open discussion. Anybody can say anything they want. And I do not want to establish a bully pulpit here because I'm the moderator. I want everyone else to discuss.
One more thing, you know, like I said, that the one of the group who doesn't like to be, who like to be left alone, it's easier and easier because we in the system of the computerization, and I mean, you know, every one of us may carry the they like it or not, or they know you, then they don't. They carry the cell phone, which is trace you. And, you know, that's, but, you know, that would be perfect. Nobody wants anyone today left alone. I mean, the government doesn't want anybody left alone.
Agreed.
They like to keep him as an important economic source of the revenue.
Agreed. But I can also see my first point before when I spoke was that, and please chime in, anybody wants to talk. The first point was is that people wanted to be left alone. The trouble with that is that we do have to live together. We do have to share a form of government or we get chaos. And so if they don't want to participate, that's totally up to them. The question is do I want, can I live with people who are totally left alone and don't participate in my government and then refuse to follow common law in the system? I still have to have some law there somewhere so that I can deal when there's
That's very easy.
An argument.
In the case to judge have the jurisdiction, there must be the injury, either to body or to due property. Otherwise, you are free.
Yes. Agreed. You're right.
And then, you know, I am not very selfish because I'm participating in the economic activity regardless. For example, when I'm buying some food, I'm paying 7 or 8% the sales tax. When I buy the gallon of the gas, I'm paying 73 cents tax on it. So on, so on. And that's, you know, I am not the selfish. I contribute to the system willingly. I'm not going to be like, you know what, I'm going to be left alone. What I said, left alone, only in the respect of the common law, with its clearly state, nobody has the jurisdiction over you unless you injure someone else's body or his property. And that's it. In other words, that's, I like to be left alone after that. But I am participating and I am functional in the society. And I, you know, I always standing for what I said. I am underdog. I like to help people who are less fortunate than I, which, you know, I am not as good as well as though less for fortune.
I appreciate the clarification, sir. I think that's very good.
I think I'm, you know, I yield now. I think I said what I meant.
Anyone else that wants to talk, please go ahead.
Okay, may I say again, this is the orange. I like your argument last week when you argued the state. Hello?
Are you talking about me?
Yes.
I argued a state. I don't remember doing that.
But
that
was you.
I
thought it was you. You argued with the Nikki. Capital,
yes,
S.
I did.
Yeah, I think
I thought she said something wrong.
No, I take the your side.
Thank you, sir.
We have to think what is past is past. We have to look in the forward and learn from the past, and you know, and do it correctly. You know, nobody today can go to the court and argue small S and capital S. No court gonna listen to you. So to me, this is, you know, that issue.
Good point.
I had some question. I've written something.
Well, we have about 12 people that can give you an
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, go ahead. Maybe I mean, I you know, nobody talking. I can talk hours, you know, because I made the notes.
Yeah, you know, I don't think anybody's got any problem with somebody making a statement. What we really have to do in this society is get back to the point where we're not yelled down and accused of being racist or something just because we express our ideas. We have to be able to listen to other people's ideas and let people have their whole say and then either state something different or ask
when
a
you
question.
When you were talking about with Nikki, I look for the word pragmatism. I like this word. Either I didn't quite understand, so I look over it, and that's what I wrote. Pragmatism. one, a pragmatic?
Pragmatism?
Pragmatism, okay.
Okay.
Pragmatism.
No, no problem, I'm just trying to understand.
It is attitude or policy making the best of the bad. I kind of like that. Even if you're in the bad situation, you try to do the best. And another, the philosophy of the pragmatism is an approach that assess the truth of meaning of the theory of beliefs in terms of the success of their practical application. In other words, what I said earlier, what was in the past, we cannot change it, but we can assess those the knowledge and meaning of it, of the theory of it, either we agree or not, a theory of beliefs, and apply practically in today's world, because you know people's minds, you know, are open, and we live right now in the age of Aquarius, which is the age of knowledge. And the problem with it is the speed of information is unbelievable and probably overwhelm our brains. We cannot comprehend as quickly as information coming to us.
Agreed.
And let me switch now. This is the, I think the National Liberty Alliance, like the President Trump, and I don't mind him, but you know, after a year and a half, I kind of he's not doing what he promised. And LouRockwell.com, this is a website I use information mostly. On the May 22nd, there was an article by Barry Dunnigan, Trump federal nominee. Federal Reserve Board of Governors Marvin Goodfriend was nominee as the governor of the Federal Reserve Board by Donald Trump. And that's, look what does Marvin Goodfriend stand for. He advocates that the issuance of the cash be taxed such that consumer only receive 90 cents when he withdrawing a dollar from the bank. Can you believe this nonsense?
Yeah, that is nonsense, but I'd like to address it a little bit different.
He also called for abolishing cash outright. You know, how this person can be nominated to the, you know, there's the 12th position over there. 5 are nominated by the president, and another 7 are nominated by the existing branch banks.
I want to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Well,
outright.
Before we rid off, you're never going to rid off, because this is that's where we stand. You know, we're talking about the rid off. That doesn't make. But that's, you know, they're never going to happen. Rand Paul tried to audit. Look what happened. But the current president, who was, you know, very negative about creating money out of thin air, all of a sudden, you know, he embraced it. He embraced it with such a stupidity that he nominated a guy who wants, you know, on the taxes we'll repay already. He nominated a guy who wants, you know, withhold 10 cents from every dollar we take it from the bank.
Yeah, we already do worse than that. They create the money out of thin air by just adjusting some numbers in an account number. And then when it gets paid back with our taxes, if it gets paid back at all, by our blood, sweat, and tears with interest. So we're paying back, we're creating money for them. I really am against that. Have you ever read The Creature from Jekyll Island by G. Edward Griffith?
Yeah, not only that, I also wrote the first book by Ann Mullen.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, I know this subject pretty well.
Good. I think the Federal Reserve can be nullified, can be thrown out. And
not in any future. Look what they're thinking. Let's say Denmark, Sweden, they are so proud to of their plastic money. They are so happy that they don't have a cash. And look what the good friend. I mean, this is a very nice name. Marvin Goodfriend. He wants, you know, the take our money money from us. And that's what's going to happen sooner or later. There's no other way.
Okay. Does anybody else want to say something?
Yeah, the Federal Reserve will end as soon as we stop paying for it.
Yay! I think you're right.
That's when it'll end. It's up to us to stop it, no one else.
Exactly. And as long as we are tapping into debt and asking the Federal Reserve to print money instead of using our right in the Constitution, using the government's power, to print money, it's never going to get better as long as Federal Reserve is there and needs to go. I agree
right,
with you.
Right. Well, and as long as the people know about the voluntary compliance, which we know those words don't go together, but you know, when you're playing magic words with legalese and bar attorneys, that's what you get. And as soon as we stop paying for our own demise, we'll stop being tortured and victimized. That's it.
How you can in the real life avoid to use the Federal Reserve note? We don't have the American dollars anymore.
You don't have to avoid the note. You just have to avoid paying the tax.
Well, you don't have to avoid the notes.
You can avoid taxation. It's not evasion. There's tax avoidance. It's 100% lawful.
I agree with you.
Well, then there's our answer. When people say it can't be done, it can be done. It's up to us to do it. We will do it, or we'll go broke in the process.
Yeah, in theory, but not in practice.
No, in reality, it's going to have to happen because we can't keep going on this same route that we're on. We can't keep doing it.
Agreed.
It's not going to work. I don't care what country we're in or we're dealing with. It's us that has to deal with it here in the U.S., this debt, we didn't create the debt. They created the debt. Out of thin air, just like you mentioned.
We allowed it to happen.
We keep allowing it to happen. And like I said, I get aggravated at myself when I acquiesce to driver's licenses and insurance and anything that controls my behavior. I get mad at myself. But I don't. But tax, when it comes to income tax, forget about it. I haven't paid it in 20 years. I'm not going to pay it.
Good for you.
Amen.
Millions of people don't pay it. Look how many people stop paying. Millions and millions. Are they all in jail? No, they're not. Sure not. But they'll extort you there, too, if you let them. They'll extort you in the courts. They'll extort you with the IRS. They'll extort you with the tax man. They'll extort you every which way but loose, if we let them.
Anybody who pays taxes is a fool. You're more likely to get audited if you pay taxes than if you don't.
That's right. And when it comes time to vote, you have to participate in your local county there to make sure you vote down the other taxation that they're slipping in on everybody at the local level. That's the real crusher right there. They tell people, oh, we need more money for the police because make it safe for you. Well, not any safer. Doesn't look any safer to me. The only time I feel safe is when I'm exercising my Second Amendment right.
All the money goes into the pockets of the public servants through pension payments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. There's a lot going on there, right? When you got 30 million people working for the government in one way or another, you got a real racket.
They got to just keep extorting the producers.
Well, right, and remember, when we think about extortion, we think about the 20s and the mobsters and stuff. Well, people can only be extorted so much before they have nothing left. And when they get to that point, look out. Corner the dog and watch out.
No, you're absolutely correct. For example, in the locality where I live, for every dollar the cop contribute, for every dollar the fire department man contribute, we match with the $4. This is the crime.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
crime.
And they go, you know, after 20 years, they got retirement with $100,000 pension. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And then also,
definitely a problem. You know, it is layers deep, guys. We know that. It is very much layers deep, like an onion.
But we're peeling it back.
You know, every time we peel back a layer and we expose it and we show it the light, it starts rotting. So we're getting them. Just going to take a little while. They're going to feel us before it's over with. I guarantee it.
Let's hope so.
They better understand that we want to do this by the word, not by the sword. And we already know the arguments that we have are way better than anything they could ever produce when it comes to common law. I yield, guys.
Sorry about that. I got knocked off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, we do.
Yeah, you're coming in clear.
Anybody else want to talk? It's been a very enlightening discussion and a very vigorous one. I appreciate it, guys.
I want to mention again about this. I told you about this governor of Missouri. I don't know if you guys were catching this story on the news. He ended up resigning, but he had two felony charges against him and ended up dropping one, like an invasion of privacy against him. Prosecutors dropped it. And then he had another one for can't remember what it was, computer tampering or some kind of charity donors list he used for his campaign or something for governor and this and that. And they also dropped that charge for his resignation, so they cut a deal. The prosecutor cut a deal with him to go ahead and resign, and then they dropped the charge, and he was stealing, allegedly, from the veterans. So I was kind of hoping, you know, this was going to be investigated, and we could get some people held accountable for this nonsense that's going on. You know, stealing from the veterans is not acceptable in any shape or form.
Exactly, and this idea of copying a plea and turning state's evidence and all that.
Right. Where does a county prosecutor get the authority to cut a deal with a governor?
Exactly.
And also, by the way, in the agreement that the Sligalese lawyers drew up, nobody could be sued. So see, everybody covers their ass.
Yeah, CYOA.
Right, cover it up, and let the people know, you know, that look. When we point the finger and we make a false accusation, if it's against just the little guy, we will get him in court and we will take his money. But the governor, no, we'll make special arrangements and we'll cut deals and we'll get him to resign because that's what they wanted, really, his resignation.
Yep.
And that's how a court of extortion acts. You know, they're so deep in at this, even the state level here in Missouri. It's just disgusting.
It's sad.
You know?
Yes.
And I'm sure you guys got things going on in your states with your senators and your congressmen and your governors and all this, you know. But we see who they hold accountable. Try to be a patriot. See how long you last. Really, really scary right now to be a patriot in this country.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jeff. That was all good. We still have a few minutes. I'm willing to let it go on, or I can cut it off at 8 o'clock because we got a bad start. I had my mute button on. And so I did a lot of talking there at the first, and nobody was hearing me. I apologize. Anybody else like to say anything? The floor is yours.
Just wanted to say it was a good show. It's good when we talk, when we communicate, we get things out. Sometimes we relieve a little stress in the process, you know.
Absolutely.
Because all these things are going on, you know, right at this little local level. And that's where we're going to make the difference. Everybody knows that. That's where it's happening.
That's true.
At your county level. That's it. That's your fight. That's the place to show it and, you know, and bring it to them and say, look, we're the ones that pay the bills. You're the ones that do what we say.
Agreed.
End of story.
Agreed.
You be a public servant or be gone.
And we need that common law grand jury. We need people being active to go out there and hold people accountable to what they said.
Right. That's it. Once these public servants will start being held accountable, they'll straighten up quick. You know, it'll happen really quick. They'll start understanding that. Look, we gotta. But always they'll be always thinking, how can we take it back to where it was? We had it so good with all of our toys and our mansions and our boats and this and that, you know, that the people paid for. And all these trips that they take, you know.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. You know, these guys, I mean, with all the computers, they don't even need to have summits anymore. They can just have teleconference summits. They don't need to spend this money to – sorry, guys. It just aggravates me to see this waste and all this. But like I said, stop paying your income tax and see how long the IRS stays around. Because they don't care. They can come and go as please. They know it's almost over. The jig's up. You know? What are they going to do? Come take something from me? I'll burn it. Just take the ashes. You can have it. Put it on your garden. You know? Anything I got, they can have, but it'll be in ash form. The only one, the IRS always wins the fear. You fear them. They get that intimidation going through. You don't fear them, they don't mess with you. They're like, yeah, I'm just the one your mama told you not to play around with. Don't play around with him. Leave him alone. Like a rabid dog sometimes.
Yep.
Anyways, it's, like you said, it's been enlightening. Great show.
I would like to say one more thing. And people can chew on this as they appreciate it. But one of the things that I know in the Excellence of the Common Law that I read that made an impression on me was this idea that common law is supposed to weigh this case and tell the difference between the current case and this case from history, why it's the same and why it's different, and make a decision. So common law is looking back. Legislation, no matter where it is, at any level of government, federal, state, local, is looking towards the future. They want this type of behavior or this type of law, and they make a law by looking into the future and trying to write something that will cover all cases in the future. And it doesn't always work. That's why so often it happens over and over again, and we don't have time for me to go into the references, but everyone knows that sometimes laws that come out to help a certain set of individuals or do one thing, that's the exact thing that they hurt, and they make it worse. And that's because they're trying to look for the future. So I'm just throwing that idea out there that any kind of legislation is looking bad. They're looking forward. And the courts and common law look back. The Constitution is one of those things where they look back at how things were and how different governments were formed. And they wrote something that was truly unique and new. And that is where we're coming from. And I really appreciate what they did, that they knew about things that had happened to other governments. So they built into our Constitution for the United States of America, they built in safeguards to check the power of any one individual to prevent them from getting that power. And I appreciate that. And I think that we need to get back. We need to rein our government in. And we can do it as a people. But like you said, Jeff, you have to do it locally. And then if you got some reserves, you know, or if you want to follow somebody, you do it on a greater scale. But doing it locally is how it gets started, just like you said. Okay, I've said my piece. Does anybody else like to speak? I'll let go another few minutes.
Yeah, Terry.
Yes.
This is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, I was just listening. 2 years ago, Rod Class got a decision before the United States Supreme Court, in which, at that time, Chief Justice stated the fact that they now operate on theory and conjecture. That pretty well sums up what you were just talking about. And that was just recently by John Roberts 2 years ago in a case, decision on a case. I yield.
I think that's great, Robert. Thank you. That's good input. Anybody else? Whether you've talked or not, the floor is open. I'm letting it run a little, and I'm going to try and cut it off, part where nobody said anything at the very first, so it'll come out roughly an hour. But I'm going to let it run just a few more minutes. So anybody wants to talk or express an idea, this is an open discussion. Please go ahead. Jeff, I would like to ask you, was that from Hendrickson, what you did, or did you look it up yourself and just find out what you could do for the income tax? Anyone else?
Sorry, I got kicked off, guys. What, you were asking a question, sir?
I was asking if you were following Hendrickson or some other form, or you just did it your way.
That's just, I'm just ranting. No, just
okay,
ranting.
Thank you.
Just a little bit of everything, you know. So like I said, get up there at the NLA site and take your courses and get those under your belt. And it's all about the participation. It's about teaching each other. We didn't know how ignorant we were to these things until you start studying it, and then you're wondering how you even survived this long, you know.
I'll second that.
As long as we're learning, and I got to get in there and start this new course. I can't remember the name of the course now.
The jury administrator course.
What's that? Yeah, administrator's course.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
I need to do that too. It's ma'am, but I'm not worried about it, whether I get called. Long story.
Yeah. No, just like I said, I'm just putting it all together. You learn every day, and you know, when you can, when you can spot the unconstitutional acts happening, you know you're getting close. You're really learning. You're getting up there at the high level. You would be at a higher level if you studied from the NLA courses than you would be with the eight year degree law, you know, law degree. Really, you really are. You're leaps and bounds ahead of any attorney or any judge that's sitting there now.
I agree.
And that's powerful. That's very powerful. So let's keep learning, guys. Let's keep participating and bring some friends in. Let's get it started. Thanks. Bye.
I think that's a good note to end on. Anybody else want to say anything? 15 seconds. Go ahead. You're not limited to 15 seconds. I'm just going to wait 15 seconds to make sure everybody gets a chance to talk tonight. It's an open forum, open discussion. Okay, with that, I think I'll close the recording. I appreciate everybody tonight. I think we had a good dialogue. We talked about some issues, and I hope that everyone tells their friends and we come back to open discussion, and you have something that you want to talk about. We entertain questions here. We entertain views, and I think it's very healthy to begin to start establishing a dialogue. You can't just jump out and start talking about all this stuff without practicing just a little bit. And in here, we're going to have a chance to say whatever you want to say, and nobody's going to ding you for it. We can disagree, and we can present a counter opinion, but we're not going to resort to ad hominem type attacks. And I really appreciate you, everyone who participated tonight. And I want to say thanks to everyone. And I'm going to close the recording. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.